If you have any chickens in your backyard, well, Bradley, you're about to have some. Or you have a friend, a close friend, who is getting chicken.
Yeah, like close friend being like right next door to me.
Oh.
So turns out a good friend of mine is getting chickens. She actually got her baby chicks last night and sent me a photo of the most adorable. I think I have their names. Hold on.
Oh.
Because they have names.
Yeah.
Which I would, okay, hold on. Where did it go?
Ooh. I just hope she doesn't get too attached.
Oh my God, stop. Robin and Whitney.
Okay.
So Robin and Whitney are the newest addition. Okay, but here's the thing, and here's the question that I have for the audience. If you have chicken tips, let me know.
Careful.
Chicken tips. 651-641-1071, or just send an email or something, because I don't know what to expect with chickens. Like, I'm excited, but I'm also kind of nervous because, you know, we have a dog next door.
Wheezy's going to go crazy.
Well, and my friend, the friend who's getting the chickens, she's got a dog too, and her downstairs neighbors have a dog. And so I'm like, how are these dogs going to put up with these chickens? Like, are they going to be okay?
Yeah.
I think Wheezy will just be very curious. Like, she'll probably just stare at him.
She's
like,
not going to bark until her little voice is hoarse?
Not when they're, I think if she gets to know them from the point of them being little chickadees.
Oh, yeah. She might just be curious.
But I'm afraid to let her too close. It's not like
she eats it.
Well, I'm not going to let her that close.
Okay.
She could actually put one in her mouth because she killed some bunny rabbits last year.
She did.
She took, yeah, it was not good.
Oh, right. I mean, it happens in the spring. They're just.
Anyway, if you've got some chicken thoughts, like, because I think the biggest thing I'm curious about is, like, are the chickens going to smell, first of all, which she said that they won't. And I know our good friend Elizabeth Reese has chickens.
Yeah.
So I feel like if they were, you know, if it was too much, she wouldn't be doing it. So I feel like we're good in that regard. But I just have never lived next to chickens before. So I'm very curious what to expect.
Yeah. I think if you have a lot of them and you don't really clean up after them a lot.
Yeah.
You know.
And she's not going to have like a ton. I mean, we're in a South Minneapolis neighborhood. Mike, someone was on the phone. Did she not have chicken thoughts?
He was just mentioning that you just talked to Elizabeth Reese. Because, of course, she has chickens. And one thing I know when she was filling in, she did mention, like Don just mentioned, don't get too attached. Because
they don't last long.
Chickens will just, according to Elizabeth Reese, they'll just walk out in the yard and be like, oh, that one's gone now.
Yeah, that one died.
That one just died.
She just fell over.
Like, it'll just fall over.
They'll
dead.
Just die randomly. Yeah. That's what she said
what
all the time.
Do you eat them? Do you eat them?
I don't know.
I
mean,
you bury them?
It just depends on what you have the chickens for. Like, do you have the chickens to?
These are going
to
be egg chickens.
Eggs. Yeah. I mean, you know.
Laying hens.
Yes. You make little chicken graves. I can make little chicken gravestones. I would love to do that.
Okay. I will let her know that you'll make chicken gravestones. I don't think we want to confront her with the death part just yet.
And if she does bury the chicken, make sure and put it in a coffin.
Well, yeah, because I don't want critters digging up chicken
corpses.
No, that's
what I'm saying.
And then we have chicken zombies in my backyard.
Yeah, no.
like, what's that noise late at night?
chicken zombies.
Chicken zombies. Okay.
My sister has a boatload of chickens.
Does she?
I mean... Yeah.
These are cute chickens. She called them some kind of special cute chicken.
Yeah, my sister has fancy chickens also. Like, it's a big plume on their head.
Yes.
You can't even see their eyes.
Exactly.
I don't know what those are called.
But there's a special name for them. And that's allegedly the kind of chickens she's going to have. Now, she only has two little babies, and she's got to keep them inside for like a month.
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah.
As chicks until I think they get big enough that she can put them outside.
Yeah.
And then I was like, where are you going to put them in the wintertime? And she said, apparently chickens are fine in the winter.
Does she
know? You just
have
to keep their water.
Okay.
Their water wet.
Their water wet.
Yeah, you can't freeze.
Get Rob Commerce from Commerce for Wet Technology.
Water.
Yeah, he can do it.
His water's wet.
Yes, it is.
Our good friend Donna Valentine just texted. Oh, I thought she was asking about the chickens.
I'm sure Donna would love to have chickens because she loves all animals.
She does love all. And I do. I am excited for the sort of like creature aspect of it. I do like creatures.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm afraid I might get too attached to her creatures too. And then Louise will get jealous and then it'll be a whole thing. And then she'll
get jealous.
Also, did you have to worry about like foxes and things.
Yeah, talk to Elizabeth about that.
Did she talk about that?
Yeah, some foxes come to visit.
Oh.
We don't want to traumatize anyone. What time is it? 2:09.
Okay. I don't want foxes in my backyard.
Well, they tend to come around.
Okay.
Yep. I mean, I think it's a little bit. That's why actually a dog is a great thing to have if the dog is an outside dog. But you guys don't do that here, do you? Outside dogs?
No, we don't do outside dogs.
Yeah, in Missouri.
Weezy is outside.
Right, but she only goes outside. She's a little frou-frou inside
dog. Yeah, but I don't
need
to leave. I don't need to be super careful. Like, foxes ain't going to eat my dog, are they?
Oh, no. I'm saying that the dogs keep the foxes away.
Okay.
Like, my sister has a farm dog, I guess you would call it. It's a big Pyrenees.
Felicia just emailed, hi, we have 22 chickens and 3 roosters. So she doesn't live in Minneapolis, clearly. The chickens will become your best friends, even if they are your neighbors.
They're
they make
sweet.
A loud, funny noise sometimes when they're laying an egg, and they aren't stinky. They are absolutely lovely.
Yeah, my sister's chickens are very attached to her. Like, they come up and sit on her shoulder and like love on her and stuff.
Oh, here we go. They can be noisy, but you shouldn't hear them next door. Spend 5 minutes a day on cleanup. I have 16 chickens, and they will not smell or attract rodents. FYI, rodents are attracted to feed, not chickens. Tell her to use a treadle feeder to feed them.
Treadle feeder.
And the mice can't get to it. Oh, all right, Roxanne, thank you. Oh, see, this is the kind of stuff that I need.
Now, even though they're not yours, is she the type of person that does a lot of research in advance for things, or does she just, she is? Okay.
I think she's probably done her homework, but I'm going to share this with her and, you know, hopefully it'll be helpful.
Yeah, I'm sure it will.
I didn't know what being chicken neighbors was like.
Chicken neighbors.
Because I hear chickens on our block. I know we have chickens on our block, but...
Oh.
Because, people in Minneapolis now have sort of fallen in love with...
I think that's so cool that people can have chickens in the city.
Yeah.
It really is.
Hot time! Chickens in the city!
Oh my God, and the eggs are like no other.
I know, that's...
I mean, they're bright orange. Yolk is bright orange. You've had fresh eggs.
Well, not that fresh.
Oh,
Fresh out of a rooster or a chicken's keister. Like first thing in the morning.
Teaster. Oh my gosh.
I'll have to bring some in if we start, getting a bunch.
My sister loves the chickens, but she hates eggs. Isn't that weird?
She hates eggs.
But her husband eats a ton of eggs and she sells them. Like she has this little cabinet and people just put the money in and come and get the chicken eggs.
There was literally one of those down the street where people, they would put eggs in it. And I was like, what is this thing? I opened
it's an
it up.
Honor
and
system.
And it was a little egg honor system thing.
I love it. It's cute.
All right. Well, thanks for your chicken tips, ladies and gentlemen.
For some really reason, dirty. That doesn't sound right.
Show me your chicken tips.
Oh, not give me your chicken tips. Because that would be
just
too close
the tips, ladies. When we come back on the adventures of a hot mess. Oh my God. Do you guys remember some twins named Lori and George?
Yes, I just read about them the other day.
Now you remember them because I pointed, you had read about them the other day, but also.
But I also remember them from Maury Povich.
But a lot of people won't remember the names Lori and George. They might remember the names Lori and Dory.
Yes.
There's a whole story to Lori and Dory, and sadly they passed away last week. And I just wanted to bring up the story because I wanted to just, remember them. But also, it took me down a whole rabbit hole. So we're going to get to that story when we come back right here on My Talk 107.1. Hey, My Talkers. Bradley here for my good friends at Dakota Dental. Your dental health is super duper important, which is why I want you to go to one of the best dentists in the state. That's Dakota Dental. And I can say that because I've been a patient there for years. So whether you're getting a regular checkup or you're considering a procedure to improve your smile, cosmetic dentistry, or maybe you've thought about implants. When it comes to dental implants, there is no better dentist in the state of Minnesota than Dakota Dental. I know that because I've had a dental implant at Dakota Dental. The entire process was far easier than I thought. Did not realize what it was going to take, but they walked me through the entire process. And then at the end of it, I ended up with a beautiful brand new smile, thanks to Dakota Dental. If you want to know anything about your dental health, or how to make an appointment, just head to DakotaDental.com today. And don't forget to tell them Bradley sent you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S., the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Hey, it's Alexis for Plunkett's Pest Control. I'm here with Stacey, owner of
My Talk 107.1, The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. Thanks for being here with us this afternoon. You can check out the rest of the show wherever you get your podcasts. You had some news about conjoined twins that we knew from TV a long time ago.
Yeah, a lot of people may remember Lori and George, but you may not be familiar with the name George. I'll get to that story in a minute. Lori and Dory are how I was introduced to these conjoined twins. Lori and George passed away, sadly, at the age of 62, making them, and I didn't know this, the world's oldest conjoined twins. When they passed away last week, they apparently, let's see, what did I say, 62?
Yeah.
Guinness World Records also noted that George's gender transition made him and Lori the first set of conjoined twins to identify as different genders.
That is so fascinating.
It is such a fascinating story. And I went down a journey when I saw this over the weekend. I was like, how did I miss this? So Lori and George Chappelle are, again, were, rather, sadly, the world's oldest conjoined twins. And I first became aware of them, I would say it had to be in the mid-90s, if not earlier, when they sort of made a name for themselves on a lot of talk shows.
Yeah, talk show circuits.
So, like, you probably saw them on such talk shows as Maury Povich and Jerry Springer. And in fact, George had previously had a country music career.
That's
like,
right.
That was like a whole chapter that I remember, like, oh, Lori and George. Yeah. And then George had this country career. And then George went identified as transgender. And that was like a whole nother chapter that I didn't even know. So I went down that whole rabbit hole. And I was like, these two people are legitimately some of the most fascinating people of our time, if you think about it, because imagine the life that they led was so unique. You know, again, oldest living conjoined twins. So their experience as conjoined twins, truly, you know, record breaking.
Right.
But also it just raised so many questions. I know, like, and they were so open about their experience and what it was like to be a conjoined twin and to have that experience and, you know, how they lived separate lives, which I know sounds like a what? How can they live separate lives? They're conjoined, but they did have their own individuality. And what was I going to say about their individuality? Oh, I was just going to explain for those of you who may not remember, they were connected at the cranium.
Yes.
So they shared like a third of the brain.
Yes, like their frontal lobe they shared.
Yeah, so their brains were connected. But other than that, they, and forgive me for, you know, not having the right technical language in front of me, but they, you know, shared a life together that was connected that way. So if you maybe visually would remember, George, routinely Lori would be standing and George would be sitting in a chair.
Right.
When they were together.
George had spina bifida and could not walk. I'm just looking at their Wikipedia page here. So
very visually a very memorable you know, a very memorable set of twins that way. But also, I think a lot of people got to know them from their notoriety on talk shows like Maury Povich. And certainly a lot of people sensationalize them. And I will say, like, as a young person and not being keenly aware of, like, the nuance of curiosity and fascination with things that are different from us, you know, just being probably, you know, a lot of people just rubbernecking at them, like,
right,
what's, you know, what's that like? And having a lot of inappropriate questions, probably. But still, nonetheless, like, they played this role where people were able to learn about their condition and learn about their experience in their lives together.
Yeah, it's particularly interesting because their distinct personalities that they had and wanting to do, you know, have their own individuality. I was reading about them. And that they wanted to have, you know, as separate lives as they could. And so they each had their own rooms and then they would switch back and forth like each night. You know, it would be a different, like, okay, we're going to sleep in, you know. So that is like such a graceful way to handle things. I'm sure moving through life in that way can't be easy. But if you don't know anything else, you know.
And you and I were talking about it. It's like, I just have so many questions about. But I think that what all that points out is how not familiar with what it is like to be a conjoined twin we are. Mm-hmm. What I mean by that is we would be fascinated by all the things that we couldn't imagine having to deal with that they just took for granted as a normal part of their daily lives.
For sure.
Right? Yeah. Like their conjoined twinness is not something any of us can relate to. And so obviously we're fascinated by all of the sort of prurient things.
Right. And it looks like George, when he was trying out country music, went by the name of Reba, or that was his stage name.
And that was a point at which I remember, I think I last sort of had them in my brain,
right,
was during that country career. It was like, wow. And, you know, for Lori to be supportive of that career,
mm-hmm,
and I don't think she always was.
I don't think so either.
And I imagine that that creates all sorts of problems.
Right. You know, I mean,
because you constantly are having to accommodate.
Yes, she was going to the concerts. You know, she was actually, there's a video, a music video, and mm-hmm, she's singing some harmony in it, you know, and I just thought it was so ambitious, and it's just like to look at their lives and just know how much they had to go through is so inspiring. You know, we all sort of have issues with our I mean, just like
whether you have siblings or family or something, but yeah, your identity is literally fused with another human.
Exactly.
In a way that none of us can appreciate.
And you would have to, you know, that doesn't mean that they didn't fight or not get along.
No.
I can't even imagine, you know, having to agree to everything with another person, especially a sibling.
I will say they did love animals too.
Oh.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
You can always trust people love animals. All right, Dawn. When we come back here on The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn, we have another Satori for you guys. What is a Satori? It's a Tori spelling story. Get it? Satori. Dawn's got one about stories.
Stories.
Tori's storage locker when we come back, which you can relate to.
Yes.
Right here on My Talk 107.1.
Entertainment.
It's Dawn McClain for David and his team at First Equity Mortgage. Have you seen all of those for sale signs up? Especially if you're looking to buy a home, now is the time to call David and his team because they can help you buy a home. It might just seem like, oh, well, you know, this is a mortgage company. What can they do? Well, especially if you don't know anything about buying a home or if you had an experience in the past that, you know, you didn't love, please call David and his team because they are dedicated to get you in touch with the right people. Also, making sure that you understand all the paperwork you're signing and getting that offer in for you because a lot of these houses are going pretty quick. You know, if you go look on weekends before you know it, you see a home and then by that night, somebody's already put an offer in and you feel like you missed out. So David is there for you to help you on your way and get you in touch with the right people as well as give you a great mortgage. So give him a call, 763-251-8000. My Talk, keyword David.
No.
it wouldn't be a Monday without updating you about Tori Spelling and what she's been doing, digging around in her storage unit, probably.
And that's not a euphemism.
God.
There's Tori Spelling digging around in her storage unit again.
Well, she has a podcast, so, you know, she's having to talk about her life in detail because you have to have content every day, all you podcasters out there.
Don't we know it.
We know. I've known it my whole life. So Tori Spelling has been opening up about her storage units. You know, we've seen them hanging out at their storage units a lot. Okay.
I can't. Okay, go on.
She has four storage units, by the way.
Now it's Mike's problem.
I haven't said a word.
Okay.
It's the eyes.
Okay. So she knows it's sort of out of control. She has four big storage units. You guys.
And they're out of control. What is going on? What has she got going on in her storage
unit? She has a lot of things crammed in.
Okay, like what?
I mean, it's her whole life. It's stuff from like...
Same.
It's like she has 90210 stuff. She has, you know, her child, like kids' drawings from school and just like all of the memories that even from her dad, you know. And so it's been a journey for her.
Yeah.
And she always used to tell people like, I'm a collector. I'm not a hoarder. Well, now
there's
she's
a fine
admitted,
line between collection and hoardation.
So right. So I saw some video of her. She was at her storage units and her friend was there because she had kind of rescued her from having to pay them, you know, because she can't afford all of these anymore. And they were having to, she lost the key to one of them and they were having to cut the lock off, have a locksmith come and cut it. But then they realized it was Dean's unit that she cut the lock off of.
Oh, you don't so want she to had cut to... the lock off Dean's unit.
Dean's storage unit. Oh, gosh. So then they had to get the correct storage
space. Is that
space.
What led to that conversation that was, remember?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So that is part of the like
for the listener. There was a paparazzi experience where a paparazzo was outside of them at a storage unit and they were, you know, doing the like, you know, Shakespearean
like
tragedy hands like, oh, our relationship is over.
Right.
Anyway, it seemed like a publicity opportunity.
It did. And I'm sure it was because they're filming it and, you know, she was making content as well. But I guess that, you know. It's come down to that she might lose them again. So I have a clip of her talking about just the relationship that she has with money. She grew up in the Spelling home, which she mentions that it was a 56,000 square foot home.
Okay.
Okay. Not 5,600, 56,000 square feet.
That's a lot.
She had no concept of money. And, you know, getting her job, she realizes that getting her job on Beverly Hills 90210, which was her dad, Aaron Spelling show, he did that. But then she worked her butt off from that point on to like, she was always there. She made a career for herself, but she never really knew how to save money. And so this is a clip of her talking about the storage. Well, they're just storage rooms really, because it's not like it's just a small little storage locker.
No, it's like
these are
like,
big storage units.
Yeah. Like a big room.
Yeah. Anyway, this is her talking about how little she knew about saving money.
I want to tell you something that's not going to be shocking. I'm not good with money. I suck with money. I didn't even know how to write a check till I was in my 40s.
What?
I had never been inside a bank. I just saw them in movies. Ugh, I love a good heist film. In my 20s, you know, I had an endless stream of money. I worked my butt off for it, you know, but I would spend it as soon as it came in. I would spend it and I didn't understand. And I remember like Ian Searing telling me like, what are you doing? You got to invest. Like you need to buy a house. You're making all this money. How come no investment? I didn't understand what it meant. All my co-stars in 90210 were making investments. They were buying properties. They were being smart about it. And I didn't know. And I had no guidance at all. Mm. So this is the first step. May 1st, we lose all of this again. So yeah, I'm a hoarder, you guys. Hi, my name's Tori and I'm a hoarder.
Wow.
Okay.
She's on a journey. She sounds like me podcasting 15 years ago before it was a thing. And like you, it was just me and a microphone.
Yeah.
And I'm just stream of consciousness.
Yeah,
which,
for sure.
Hey, look, that worked for me back in the day. But that's kind of sad.
It is very sad. I mean, but, you know, I don't want to.
But I also want to push at some of those things like.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe your rich parents didn't teach you some valuable lessons about money, but could you not have figured that out on your own at some point?
I think, yes, I agree with you there. I guess most people don't. The perspective of growing up in a place where you didn't have to worry about it and you didn't even really understand where it, you knew your dad was a famous producer, but how you earn money, how important is it? Like none of that was in her consciousness.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that they always thought that their children would be taken care of. Like they didn't ever imagine a world like her mother, Candy Spelling and her dad, you know, they probably just didn't even think about teaching them those things because they didn't ever see a world where Tori Spelling would have to move out on her own and be her own person. And so,
but at some point they had to realize, oh my God, this child has no clue.
Oh, and Candy Spelling knows that. I mean, now she knows because I'm pretty sure she's bailed her out several times.
Why wouldn't Candy just, you know, pay for her storage units or say,
that's
girl,
my problem.
Let's sell some stuff. Let's get you back on your feet. We're going to teach you some valuable lessons now.
Yeah.
I'm going to, you know, shut down these storage units, but we're going to go through each one of them and get rid of all this crap that you don't need.
Yeah.
And then we're going to put you on a budget.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, what everybody else had to do at some point in their life. Hopefully they had the gift of some self-awareness that like, okay, I can't do this.
Maybe
on my
Candy
own.
Spelling doesn't even know. I mean, I don't know what her background
was. That's true.
Was, but
well, but I will say her brother. So like her brother has been very successful financially.
Okay.
If I remember correctly, remember her brother is pals with, he's like a motivational speaker.
Okay.
And I think he's like pals with, isn't he pals with those actors in the podcast couple?
Randy Spelling.
Yeah, we talked about Randy. He's working with like Bell. Dak Shepherd
and Kristen Bell.
Kristen Bell.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see how you definitely, I mean, yeah, if you're in the world of, I mean, they make a ton of money on their
Well,
podcast.
I'm just saying, like, he figured it out. Like, mm-hmm. What's her excuse?
Yeah, I guess that she was just maybe more sheltered. I don't know. But she would just spend her paychecks from 90210. Yeah. Just like, whoop, there you go. And I cut out some parts of this because she's like, I was really good at collecting things. Like, I have every Beanie Baby. They're in here somewhere. And then she's like, even Slither, the rarest one.
How do you feel about this situation, Dawn?
Beanie Babies make me anxious.
Well, I was more asking about the storage unit.
The storage unit makes me anxious, too, because
Why?
I have a storage unit.
And?
I never thought I would. I'm trying to, little by little, clean it out. There are a few things that I'd like to sell, though.
So you're not digging around in your storage unit like Tori Spelling?
No. I mean, I know what's in it. I can see I label the boxes, which I think is really important. I used to date a guy who, when we moved, labeled everything miscellaneous, every box.
Okay, that doesn't help.
And that is not funny.
Yeah, because then everything is
I even color nothing. Code, like all the orange boxes go in the kitchen. Kitchen is orange. Blue is bedroom, you know, for the movers to.
How much have you gotten out of there recently?
I went through 6 boxes.
Oh, wow.
Actually,
that's good.
Last weekend, a lot of them were like baking
well, you
pans.
Send her a note and say, girl, I can help you through this process.
Well, she did talk about that also, that her friend, her really good friend who actually gave her the money last, like a month and a half ago to pay for these, which I was trying to total. What do you think a large storage unit in L.A.? Would that be like?
Well, L.A., I don't know.
Total,
that seems unrealistically
like
expensive.
Like 500 a month. And then times like $2,000 or something.
Maybe.
I can see how she can't pay for it.
She just seems like the kind of person that because of the lifestyle that she lives, she's probably spending a lot more money on things that seem necessary to her. But like in actuality, she would not realize if she didn't have them in her life. You see what I'm saying? Like she probably has a lot of money going out. that she's not even aware. She just takes it for granted. But if you cut that out, she could probably save some cash.
Oh, yeah.
But it's also got to be hard because remember, they have seven children?
Six
children.
Or five to seven.
Okay. Well, that was not helpful because I said
five.
Seven and you said six and then five.
I think it's five.
They have a lot.
Okay.
Of kids. My point is they have to be spending a lot of money on those kids too.
Just for them to eat and go
to
school.
Get rid of your storage unit and your Beanie Babies. I mean, we need to put these kids through school.
Absolutely. She has a hard time letting go of things. So she really needs Marie Kondo to come in.
Yeah.
Because her friend is acting as the Marie Kondo right now. She's like, do you need this? You need it? And she's like, oh, I really like it. So she holds on to things because it's memories for her. Like, that reminds me of that time in my life. And so she opened up on this about how she's living in the past, you know?
Five kids. I will say that was a hard lesson for me to learn is, like, emotional attachment to physical objects.
Yes.
And once you get rid of that, oh, my God, it's so fun.
Yeah.
Because you're just like, bye, bye.
Yeah, you don't really realize that you don't have it.
You can just let it go. Mm-hmm. Oh, it feels so good. But it's hard.
It's hard.
It's hard because you look at that notepad from 1987 and you remember when you were writing
poetry
on it.
Yeah. Poetry, just like Taylor Swift.
Just like Taylor Swift.
That's right.
Okay, well, let's go write an album in the break with our bad poetry. And mm-hmm. when we come back here on The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn, we're going to play a game.
Yay!
That game, I don't know what kind of game it's going to be, but Mike does, or at least he's going to spin a wheel that'll tell us when we come back right here on My Talk 107.1.
It's Dawn McClain here with Mike Marcotte from Twin Cities Live and Minnesota Live. You joined the Livia program like I did.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember what made you join Livia?
Oh my gosh. Well, I was at the heaviest weight in my entire life.
Yeah.
And with my partner, he has two kids. And so I just wanted to take them up the stairs at night and not have to pant and be winded when I got to the top. And so that was my motivation to join Livia.
Was there anything surprising about the Livia program?
It's so positive. There's not a single person in the Livia office in Roseville, but they're so positive in every aspect of this journey.
And have you reached your goal?
I have reached my goal, and we actually extended it. So I'm down over 30 pounds, and I'm looking to lose more.
Join Livia today and get your first 8 weeks free. Visit Livia.com. That's LIVEA.com. Or call 855-GO-LIVIA. And Livia is now offering GLP-1 medications. Quiet the food noise and see accelerated results by summer. Good afternoon. Welcome to the show. It's The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn, My Talk 107.1. This is the part of the show where we get to play a game with Mike.
Yay!
Time now to play along. It's
Game Show Roulette.
Here's your host, Mike Ganger.
Yes, we wrap up the show by spinning our Game Show Roulette wheel. It is a wheel filled with game shows. Wherever it stops, that's the game we're going to play today. Let's kick off the week with some fun. There goes the wheel. Where's it going to stop?
Yeah. Bum, bum,
bum. Gonna stop. What's it going to be?
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Talk-a-boo! Our favorite thing from Canada since Ryan Gosling.
It is Talk-a-boot!
Oh, I forget that he's Canadian.
Yeah.
You know who else is? Joshua Jackson.
Yeah, and Maple.
I gotta remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Maple? Yes.
The trees.
Yep.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds, Ryan Gosling are Ryans that are Canadian.
Yes.
Let's play a little talk-a-boot. You guys know how the game works. I'm going to give you a topic, and you're going to talk about
it.
That's it.
All right.
It's literally that simple.
Today, sponsored by that fiber lady.
Exactly. The fiber lady to remind you to take your fart walks every single day. All righty. We've got a very fibery consolation prize, too, doesn't win. So let's see how it goes. We're going to start things off by playing the first round. Now, how this first round works is you're going to have the opportunity, whoever wins the coin toss, to select their topic, and then they get 20 seconds to talk about said topic, and their opponent will get 10 seconds to rebuttal. In the second round, there's no rebuttal. It's just you getting all the time to yourself to talk about a specific topic. Are the two of you ready to go?
Yes.
Yep. All right, let's get it started here. I'm going to flip a coin. Dawn, it's Monday. Call it in the air.
Tails.
It's flipping. It's tails indeed. That means you get to decide. We're going to go international to start things off. Oh, would you like to talk about Paris?
Mm.
Or would you like to talk about Rome?
Oh, gosh.
Pick your city.
Oh, God, I'll say Paris.
You're going to start with Paris. All right. We're talking about the European city of Paris. Dawn, your 20 seconds start when you start talking about it.
Okay. Paris is in France. There are French people there. There's the Eiffel Tower. There are the catacombs. Paris is the capital of France. There's baguettes. There's pastries. There's French people. There's cigarettes. There's a lot of things.
All right,
I didn't
time
say.
Is up. Darn. It's all right, Bradley. You're gonna have 10 seconds to rebuttal. Tell me everything you know about Paris.
Paris has croissants and the Louvre, and they got lots of cheese that smells bad, and cafes. Ooh. And Rue de la Blah Blah. They got lots of roos.
Rue de Blah Blah Blah. All right, let's run through and see how the two of you did talking about the city of Paris. We're going to start things off with Dawn. You were able to mention the Eiffel Tower, of course. Paris is in France. You got that. And you said baguette.
Okay.
You got 3 out of the 10 possible.
All right.
Bradley, you also got 3 out of the 10 possible.
Wow.
What?
You said the Louvre, you said croissant, and you said cafe.
Oh. Wow.
So with that, it is a tied 1-1 game. You guys could have said art. You could have said Notre Dame. You could have said arc. And you could have said fashion, but you missed those 4.
Oh, shoot.
So there you go. We now move over to the city of Rome. Bradley, you're going to have 20 seconds. Tell me everything you know about Rome.
Rome is the capital of Italy. They have the Colosseum. They got a bunch of archaeology and old ruins. The Vatican is there. Well, it's technically, is it there? I don't know. Pizza. Trevi Fountain. Is that in Rome? The Sistine Chapel. Is that in Rome? They also have pizza and Italian people.
All right. Time is up. Dawn, you got to hear what he had to say about Rome. You've got 10 seconds to rebuttal. Tell me everything you know about Rome.
The Pope lives in Vatican City, which is in Rome. It is the capital of Italy. It is in southern Italy. It is known for grapes.
All righty. Let's see how your guys' Rome chat went. All right. Let's run through. That's the fun thing about this game. It's fun just to see what comes out when you're talking about these random things and you've got a timer buzzing in the background. Bradley, you were the first to talk about Rome. You said a lot of things
you
in Rome.
Did good.
Sistine Chapel was up there. Sistine was there. Also Trevi from Trevi Fountain. Mm-hmm. Vatican, Italy, Colosseum. You said all of those things. That is 5 points.
Good job.
Thank you.
Five points
means you are getting more points. You're at 8 points now is where you sit. Dawn, you've got 3 points. You had a chance to rebuttal. Unfortunately, you did not say anything that was missed by Bradley.
Oh, man.
What else did I miss?
Pantheon was on there. Pantheon was on there. Also, Michelangelo, Pasta, Gelato, and Mythology.
Oh, Mythology.
Yeah. I guess. Right. That was all on there.
Wasn't on there.
Vatican was there, but not specifically the Pope. Okay. I apologize.
I know Vatican City is its own city.
Yes.
Rome.
Mm-hmm. So there you go. That is how things shape up. So with that, Dawn, you've got to come up with a lot here for our second round. This one is a mystery round, or round two.
Mystery
you will get the topic
round.
All to yourself. You get to choose A or B. You are trailing, Dawn. So tell me A or B. Which one would you like to go with?
A.
You want to go with A?
Mm-hmm.
All right. That means you are by yourself now, and you get to tell me everything you know about the board game Monopoly.
Ooh.
Oh, my gosh.
You've got 20 seconds as soon as you start telling me about and talking about Monopoly.
It's about real estate. It's Park Place, Boardwalk, Don't Pass Go. Collect $200. There's the iron. There's the top hat. There's the Monopoly Man chance cards. Jail. Go to jail. You can park. Oh gosh. The iron. I said the iron. Why did I always want to be the iron?
You always want to be the iron.
I did.
Like, you can tell iron. Just. By how you
Money.
Played that game.
Nobody wants to be the iron.
I didn't
think they have an iron anymore.
No, it's not. It's gone. I think they replaced it with like a T-Rex.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's a burger, I think. I don't know. It's weird. Let's look at how you did, though. You need 5 points to keep the game alive. You got Boardwalk. You got Jail. You got Go. You got Chance. And that's it.
Oh, no. Oh my God.
You've got four, so that means it is humanity. an 8-7 lead for Bradley, and he still has another topic to go. But
great.
Some of the things you missed, rent, trading, properties, money, houses, and hotels.
Oh, gosh. I always quit before you got to the hotels and the houses. I'm like, this is boring.
Yeah. Well, Bradley, that means this is your opportunity to just take a victory lap. You're going to have some time here to talk about another board game. And I have a sneaky suspicion you might be able to get a bunch of these. Dawn, you could have said B, and if you would have, you would have gotten the opportunity to talk all about. Although this might be, I don't know, this could be a tough one just because there are so many things to be talked about.
Okay, I'm interested.
Bradley, you've got 20 seconds to talk about the game of Clue.
Oh, Clue. Okay.
Whenever you're ready, go for it.
Clue's about a murder, and there's a candlestick and a Miss Peacock and a Mr. White and a bunch of other people. Mr. What is the murder guy's name? Oh, see, now I'm just all going all over the place. In rooms, in a mansion, in a house, there's a butler and Mr. Body. And they have little parts and pieces that you put in an envelope, and then you got to pull them out. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You're doing a really good job of telling us all about the game Clue.
And I didn't say anything.
You said a few
things. Colonel Mustard!
There you go.
And that was a little
Professor
late.
Professor Plum.
Yeah, you missed some of the names that would have certainly helped you. You did say Peacock, and you said White, and you said Candlestick.
And that's it.
The other items you could have said from the game included Conservatory.
Oh, yeah.
Mustard, Scarlet, Plum, Lead.
Lead pipe.
Mm-hmm. Revolver, the other one. And did I say green? Because green was in there Mr. Green. So those are the things you could have said. You didn't say them, but that's okay.
You still won.
Because you are still the winner. That was all just for fun because you did so well in the first two rounds. Nicely done.
Yeah!
The first round.
That's great.
Taking my winnings and going to Disney.
Mike, what is your favorite game to play?
My favorite board game to play?
In Game Show Roulette.
Oh, in Game Show Roulette. Oh, boy, that is a great question. I like the music-based games. I'm trying to figure out which one it might be, though. I agree. I think I like the String Quartet Show. You said that last week. I really like that one.
String Quartet Show now.
I haven't talked to our winner from last week. They get to pick when they want to come in and when they want to play a game with us.
Yes, that's right, from Bids for Kids.
So I got to talk to that individual to make sure we can figure out what game they want to play. But match game's always fun. Sometimes the questions are a little outdated, though, so it's a little more difficult to play it often.
Sure. Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Right.
Wonderful. Did Dawn get any beans?
She was right. Yeah, Bush's Baked Beans. Congratulations.
Oh, okay. Beans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Great.
I'd play the ad for it, but we don't have time. I'm sorry.
Head out of the studio, Dawn. Take a fart walk. And when we come back, or maybe dig in your storage unit.
Oh, sure.
When
I sound like a real winner. Farting in storage
units. I just dig it in my storage unit after I took my fart walk. When we come back. And don't even get me started on cake. Lori and Julia are coming in.